Take a few moments to relax, adjusting your body so that it's as comfortable as it can be. Taking a few slightly longer, deeper breaths and closing your eyes. Focus on the sound of my voice and the sound of the music. And relax. You find yourself in space, a giant amongst the stars, a tiny earth the size of a beach ball suspended before you. Its beauty and assumed serenity, breathtaking. But despite its appearance, you know that all is not well, that the earth is sick and its people suffering. And compelled by your love for this world, you are motivated to act. You are not alone. Appearing before you, beside you, a similar size to yourself. Angels and masters blur into sight, one by one. Their celestial bodies draped in robes of violet light. You recognize them, these mighty beings. Archangels of the violet flame, Samael and Zadkiel, Amitrael, Jeremiel and Safkiel, and by their sides the masters Lady Portia, Saint Germain, and their chelas, their disciples. And above them, swimming through the stars in a lazy circle, the dragons of the violet flame create a large halo with their interweaving bodies. They turn to you, the masters and angels, their faces full of compassion and love, and nod to you in deference, turning their attention then to the earth. They reach forwards and press their palms towards the planet, and closing their eyes begin to pray and chant and sing. You follow suit. The energy of the violet flame pours through them from the seventh ray, as it does through you too. Its amethyst, magenta, lilac, violet energy streaming towards the planet, holding it, engulfing it, saturating it. Its transformative power streams into broken mind mountains and polluted oceans and rivers, into forest fires and streams dried and hollowed, into fields barren and farms abandoned, and homes and cities decimated, into towns and houses broken and abandoned, into people wounded, dying, the spirits of the dead, people dislocated from their homes and separated from their family. The violet flame flows into the creatures of nature, birds and bees, insects, cattle, domestic animals. It flows into trees and flowers and herbs and meadows and fields. The violet flame transforming. The violet flame healing. The violet flame rescuing. The violet flame repairing and giving hope. Joined with the masters and angels of the violet flame in this intent, in alignment with the divine, the power seems infinite, and the possibility for healing, transformation, and recovery eternal. Lose yourself then in this art and practice. Lose yourself in your love for the earth and life. Heal in the company of the angels and the masters, and see the world renewed.
The violet flame transforming. The violet flame healing. The violet flame rescuing. The violet flame repairing. The violet flame providing hope.
slowly, the light stops flowing, and the masters and angels lower their hands. They turn one by one and smile to each other. And each one in turn turns and smiles to you before fading back into the space from whence they came. Before you two depart, gaze for a moment longer at the earth. Blue and green and peaceful, spinning in space. And send one more time your love and gratitude to the Mother. And taking a deep breath, depart and return home. Home to the room in which you sit. Home to the chair and ground beneath you. Home to the sound of my voice. Home to your breath in and out as you center and ground and protect. Return here to this now, safe and well, surrounded in the violet light, grounded through your feet into the earth, centered in your body, and taking a few more deep breaths, open your eyes and return.